How'd you get involved in The Graduate, Mrs. Robinson? How did that come about?
Oh, I ran into Mel Brooks the other day.
Yeah.
He said I had no idea how miserable that song had made his life.
No,
his wife is Annie Bancroft.
That's right,
Bancroft.
His wife is
so everywhere
Mrs.
they
Robinson.
Went is, yoo-hoo-hoo, Mrs.
Yeah. And pointing out that he
drag.
Doesn't look like Dustin Hoffman,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
The graduate, Mike Nichols called
yeah.
and asked. He said he had a book and he was going to make a film and it's called The Graduate. And he sent us the book. And he was in the midst of the film then. He was almost finished. And he convinced us to do the music. And the music was supposed to be mostly original music. But what would happen is that in order to fill up a scene, we would take a piece of music and put it there just to hear what music would sound like. And a few of the times that we did that, it was so effective, particularly Scarborough Fair, which I thought that worked very well in the movie, Scarborough mm-hmm. Fair scene. Mrs. Robinson was made up on the spot. That was originally supposed to be, that was a chase scene, and they wanted guitar music, and I was playing, I didn't know what I was playing. I was just riffing on guitar, and I was doing that. Things like that. I was just playing a fill. And it wasn't working. And I had been fooling around with a song that was, I was singing. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. For no particular reason. I had nothing in mind.
That just came into your head?
Yes, completely just into my head. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then the next line was, God bless you, please, Mrs. Roosevelt. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. It was Mrs. Roosevelt. And then he said, well...
That would change the plot of the movie a lot.
Yeah. He had a political element that he didn't want in there. And that's how that happened. And since there was nothing but that chorus and no words, and we made it up on the spot, we sang... And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. And pass it on the Roosevelt. So that said, and then the actual recording of that song was done after the movie was finished. The hit of the song that became a hit
was after the film.
Oh yes.
How did Joe DiMaggio get in there? Was he playing catch with Mrs. Roosevelt in your mind or something? Or?
It's very pleasurable to write in a stream of consciousness style, and very often you find that what's in your mind is relevant, although at the moment it doesn't seem so. And so as I was writing, I had no idea that I would say that, but I said, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. And then the next line I didn't have, but I made up one and I put it in. And then I asked myself later what it meant, and I said, well, it means something. It'll mean something.
You let that come later.
Right.